Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Michelle E. Alfred, also known as Miss Poetic Energy. That's my pen name, my poetic pen name. But today I am acting as life coach, and I'm representing my life coaching company, which is Mia Happy Life Coaching. And I am so excited today because we have a topic that we're going to be covering. What we're going to be talking about today is how to really get down to the roots of what's keeping you from walking in your purpose. You know, we all have a purpose here in life, but a lot of times people have issues with getting past some of the hurts, the pains, and the things that they've dealt with in their lives to actually see themselves walking in a fulfilled purpose and in a positive direction, and life stays at a standstill. So this is kind of what we're going to be helping you through today during this hour. I want to start off by reading a poem. You know, this is the Poetic Network, but we our aim is to, you know, really impact the entire human experience. And part of my my purpose is to help people push past, you know, my tagline in my life coaching business is helping all push past you, which in the acronyms are that's the acronym for happy. So it's my part of my purpose is to help people find a happy place in their lives, and trust me, and don't get it wrong. I do understand. I'm not saying that you'll walk around every day of your life just being happy. It just means that when circumstances arise in your life, you know how to bring yourself back to a point where you are happy and not allowing things, circumstances to take over you emotionally and control the outcome of your successful path. And so so this is what I want to help people do today. But I want to read a poem today that I found, and it's by Chuck Daines. And I used to do this some time ago with, I used to have a morning inspirational show on Sundays where I used to read a poem, find a poem that, you know, was conducive with my this topic discussion, and reread that poem and kind of blend that, you know, incorporate that in my discussion. So this is what I'm going to do today. And this poem is Finding Your Purpose. This is by Chuck Daines. It's Recalling Your Life Purpose. This is subtitled to this poem. And it goes as follows. Each of us is sent here with a purpose to unfold, each given only so much time to complete before you're old. Upon arrival, you are sure of the plan to be unfurled. But as you grow, you then absorb the teachings of the world. You're taught about the things in life, what's real and right and true. You're told by those that love you most what you're supposed to do. You're taught about what's right and wrong based on what they believe, so often shown your limitations, not what you can achieve. You continue on your journey and do the best you can to follow this direction, these established ways of man. You stay within the boundaries of these things you're told are true, knowing little of the damage long term they can do. Through this ensuing process, your memories get weak. Your once held purpose is replaced with the material things you seek. The plan that you were sent here for, now a distant memory, is the earthly teaching you've received that makes it faint, you see. As life goes on, you start to sense that you have lost your way, not realizing yet that false beliefs have brought you here today. Achieving all they have claimed would bring you happiness. There's still a hunger deep within these things cannot suppress. You search for deeper meaning. You long to find the truth, not just what others say is right, taught you in your youth, but the answers to your questions that point you toward the light, which leads you toward that once-known path and brings your purpose back in sight. You've come upon a place in life, there's unrest in your soul. The path that you've been following leaves you feeling less than whole. You begin to seek your purpose, that which you were sent to do. You reflect on many things you've learned, but few of them ring true. So many things that you were taught you find to be untrue, innocently by those you love who taught you all they knew. The more you learn, the more your mind resists the newfound news. It goes against what's stored within and creates conflicting views. Emotions stir, your thoughts run wild, they shout for you to cease. But the more you seek and the more you find, the more you feel at peace. Your search goes untrue, revealed with every passing day. How could it be those childhood lessons have caused you to lose your way? Confusion mounts, frustration grows as you seek to find what's right. The road seems dark and lonely as your journey towards your plight. But soon the fog starts lifting as you learn to clear your mind. A faint little voice within you says, keep seeking, you will find. You keep on searching deeper, You know the answer's there. You ask your God to help you and say a little prayer. And then one day the inner voice speaks upon us once again. All the answers you were seeking can be found if you will look within. It's outside interference that keeps truth from coming through. Just go within, grow quiet, child, and you'll discover what is true. Your struggle to awaken is due to your own choice, is due to all those noise out there drowns the inner voice. Discern and differentiate the teachings of your youth, the limiting and false beliefs you know perceive as truth. It is due to man-made teachings that make your spirit tire, for they are such that interfere with achieving your desires. You've been told the dreams that you hold dear and far beyond your means, that what you long to experience is reserved for kings and queens. Your only limitations are based on what you believe. Shed these limitations, learn, and you will soon achieve. Awaken and become aware of all you say and think. Doing so will provide you with the one last missing link, for it is these that shape your outcomes each and every day. Learn to change them from starting now, and you will have found your way. As you learn to discipline your thoughts and rambling mind, each answer that you seek today, you will surely find. Then learn to recognize the voice that leads you on your way. Take action on his guidance and do so without delay. Discover how desperate from falsehoods perceived as truth, those false beliefs that you were taught and absorbed while in your youth. Now walk in the path and take the steps I reveal to you today. By persistence, perseverance, and you will find your way. There will be days that you will doubt you have learned today, what you have learned today. Just understand life will throw some obstacles your way. But as they come, just realize and deep within you know, each of them is happening as a means to help you grow. The guidance you receive today will take you towards your dreams. Just follow each and every word, no matter how things seem. And keep your desires in focus. Hold the outcome in your mind. Ignore those who belittle you and you, your treasure you will find. And inner knowing lights your path as you're shown what is to be. The steps to take care, crystal clear, the plan is plain to see. You start to take the steps towards your ever-perfect plan with an unexplainable knowingness uncommon for a man. The excitement that's within you grows as your dreams start taking form. Some days seem effortless, while some you bear the storm. But on those days you persevere, stay focused and believe, remembering the voice that promised you you can achieve. Those things in the dark clouds and gather it seems you can't go through, and all those things in your circle say there's nothing you can do. You dig deep within, you find some energy somewhere, and keep on trudging forward because you know you're almost there. When the seeds that you've been sowing just won't seem to grow, so much time and effort spent with so little fruit to show. With the tools that you've discovered, you nurture them with care, then keep on planting more and more, knowing you soon will be there. All right, this poem is really, really long, but I am going to stop right there. I mean, because it goes on for days. But I just want to say kudos to Chuck Daines. He wrote that poem in 2005. And it really, really, you know, coincides with my theme today of what I was discussing, and which is getting down to the root of the problem of what is keeping you from your purpose. Now, in reading that poem, it just really touched on a lot of things that people that seek to find what it is that's keeping them from their purpose. But so often they hang on to these philosophies that they learned when they were young. And I am guilty of that because I grew up in a church where we were taught a lot of things. And because I was taught those things, I believed those things. I trusted that path. And therefore, I found myself living that way on into my adulthood, living. And I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and don't get me wrong, I had some good teaching from that background, but however, if you don't seek to find your own personal truth and seek to find your own purpose, you won't know what your purpose is. So I had to get to a point in my life where I decided that I was going to seek my purpose. And you say, how do you seek your own purpose? How do you go about finding out what your purpose? And people don't realize it really is a thing of making a decision to do so. You have to go within yourself and begin to do some soul searching. And you'll find, like, a lot of times people are holding on to old past hurts, pains, and all of those things are buried deep within your spirit, and you hold those spiritual baggage, or that, you know, mental baggage, spiritual baggage, whatever you want to call it. You hold all of those things within you, not really addressing what the concerns are, and then become so deep rooted in your spirit that, you know, it affects your outcome, your successful life that you're trying to seek. So many people are trying to be happy. They don't understand why they, you know, keep drawing certain types of elements or certain types of circumstances in their life. It's because they have not dealt with the deep-rooted issues that they have, you know, buried within their spirits and not really addressing those emotional issues that they're dealing with. People have dealt with heartbreak, being emotionally just strained, and just not really doing anything about those things. But I want to give you some steps on just kind of take you to a place where you can begin addressing the issues in your life. And I know last week we talked a little bit about meditation, but it even goes a little bit in meditation. Sometimes our issues that we deal with in life are so traumatic that we need to seek for professional help. And I will say that anything that I may say, I will also, you know, if you have are dealing with some deep set emotional issues, my advice to you is to definitely seek professional help. As a life coach, I'm only in a position to help you find that happiness that's already within you, and you don't realize it's there within you, but also to help you find ways to eliminate the blockage in your life, those things that's keeping you from finding that happiness, so that you can move on. Excuse me today, because I am kind of under the weather, but I just definitely wanted to make sure I have the show today. I'm going to give an example of some of the issues that people may be dealing with. And it's, you know, definitely number one on top of the list, money issues. People are so bogged down with money issues because, you know, we know the state of our country, that we are in financial strength, and a lot of people are feeling the backlash of all of the decisions that our higher officials are making with regards to, the workforce out there. And so a lot of people are dealing with a lot of emotional baggage from, you know, worrying about how they're going to pay their bills, how they're going to take care of their families, how are they going to do this, how are they going to do that, how, and they never come up with answers because it's just too overwhelming for them to deal with. And so that's something that people tend to allow themselves to be bogged down with, and trust me, I know that it's not an easy task to not think on these things, but I can tell you that there are alternative things, a way of, you know, managing your life, where when circumstances like this arise, that you can manage your life in the present. And a lot of times people don't want to face this, but sometimes you have to alter your lifestyle in order to fit, you know, your income standing for that particular time. And so these are some of the things that you must do. You learn to adjust your life accordingly to, you know, what your income has. A lot of times people don't realize they really focus so much on what they don't have any longer, rather than just saying, okay, now we're in this position, I'm making $500 a month at the $2,000 a month, so how can we adjust this so that we can, you know, be still happy? And, you know, I know that's a far stretch, but listen, that's what you have to do. You know how to adapt to whatever your circumstances are, in order to, you know, begin to just kind of walk in, you know, whatever your process is. We'll find ourselves off the path of our purpose because we're so overwhelmed by the circumstances in our lives. One of the things that we can, all the other things that we can do, is to learn to. One of the key words I want you to remember first. Let me say this: management. We kind of touched on that last week. That managing, you have to, in order for you to do anything well, if you have a desire to have multiple businesses, you have to learn how to manage each one, to give each one the time that is needed to manage it well. So if that is needed in a business, what do you think that's needed in your life? We need to manage our mental capacity. We need to manage our physical capacity. We want to maintain, our weight. So that means that we have to manage what we eat, manage how we exercise, manage. So that's one of the key words that I want you definitely to remember, is just to manage, because we want you to get to that place where you're definitely walking in your purpose, but you have to get rid of some of those things that you're dealing with or learn how to adapt to whatever your current circumstances are and move forward in your life. Because if you don't let some things go or learn how to revamp, I should say, and make your circumstances work with the resources that you have, then you will not be able to walk in your purpose, because you'll be so over, so consumed by what you're going through and not really focusing on, okay, how am I going to get to point A to point B, and how would I trust the Almighty to help me or guide me from point A to point B? Because all it really is just, we have to look to a higher power. I say for myself, the Almighty, some people say the higher power, whatever you believe in, you have to look to that higher power to give you the strength and the guidance to get you to the point in your life where you're accepting your process and so that you're able to move forward. I would say also, a lot of times we hang out with a lot of negative people. We don't realize the negative forces or negative energies in our life. It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to love people, but it does mean that you should love yourself more enough to know, okay, if this person is, full of negativity all the time, you don't need that in their life. That's one less element in your life that you do not need. And these are some of the ways that you get, get down to the root of all of those things that's, overtaking you and overwhelming you out of your life. You got to have what I do in my house, I don't have a lot of company running in and out of my house. And the reason being is because people bring that whatever surrounding them in your world, in your environment, and sometimes they those things rest where they lay or where they stamp their feet. A lot of times people are dealing with so much in their lives, and it's just like, and people don't understand that spirit. Have you ever been around a person who just was so negative all the time, and you just thought to yourself, my goodness, not even in, they don't even have to be present. You can just talk to them, and all of a sudden you feel that feeling of being depressed or being, like, what is wrong with me? Because that person with that negative energy, you allow that person to be, in your world, and now you're dealing with that. Plus, on top of dealing with the things that you have, have been holding on in your life. So though we have to get to a point where we are digging, doing a lot of self-reflection. And this has to be on a basis, because a lot of times we go back as far as, okay, if I get rid of this, then maybe, my purpose will be, my life will be a little bit better. But you really have to find out what these things are and stop them permanently. A lot of us deal with some deep-set childhood hurts. Now, again, this may require you to seek some professional help, but in the meantime, you know who you are as an individual. You know what you want to do in your life, and so it's up to you and you alone to get down to the root of what you're dealing with to that's hindering you from going forward. I would say if you're dealing with some childhood issues, get a piece of paper, start writing down. Sometimes we have to emotionally go within ourselves to release all those hurts and pains. You know, writing poetry, writing your word in a journal, those are form. That's a trigger thing that allows you to really start going within yourself and say, let me release this. Let me let this go. Let me release this hurt and pain. I've been holding on to it way too long. And before you know it, you'll start writing, okay, this, you know, once you start writing your feelings down, you'll find that some form of comfort, and you'll start clearing up the blockage in your life that's keeping you from walking in your purpose. A lot of times, and people don't, I would say a lot of people, and trust me, I rely on the scriptures as well, but the Father gives us so many ways to tap into our own within our own selves, and sometimes, you know, we don't always come from the scriptures. But if everything is designed by God, given by God, created by God, then why can't we not use the different aids that are available? And that's simply just, you know, just using just the wisdom that He gives us daily to say, okay, look, I recognize that I need a change in my life, and that's one of the first steps you have to admit to. You have to admit that you need to change something in your life, and that should be the first thing, that actually is the first thing to the beginning of your healing or of you releasing those hurt pains and getting down to the root of the things that's hindering your you walking in your successful purpose. It's first identifying and acknowledging that you have an issue that you're dealing with, or it could be many issues that you're dealing with. And so you have to get down to the root of that and just start digging deeper. And one of the processes, something I'm going to share with you several of the processes that I did utilize myself, was meditation, prayer, you know, indulging in, you know, scriptures. I don't want to get you really, I don't want to say self-help material, because a lot of, what self-help material really is a lot of people having their own opinion about something. But today I'm talking to you about, you know, real, you know, things that I have done in my life to help me to rid myself of all of those things I felt that was hurting me, all of those things that were hindering me from doing anything that I wanted to do in my life. And my process is I began to do a lot of soul searching, and meditation became the thing that really started clearing my mind, my thoughts, and my process. And I began to really search within and really speak to the Father and asking Him to really bring forth those things that I was holding on so deeply to, and some of the things that I didn't even realize I was holding on to, and asked Him to just guide me and help me, giving me the know-it-all on how to release those things in my life so that I can move forth in the purpose that He has given me in life. Because we all are sent here for a purpose. We all, you know, a lot of people feel like, okay, you know, they compare their lives to other people and say, oh, she's doing so well. He's doing absolutely wonderful. He's a celebrity. She's a semi-celebrity. But that, you know, that is not, you know, what we should be focusing on. That is part of their process. That is part of their purpose. If a person achieves a certain thing in their life, it was a part of their purpose. You have to focus on what's your purpose, and your purpose can be just as phenomenal as the next person, but you have allowed yourself to focus on somebody else so long that and so many other people's achievements that you don't realize that you can do those same things or even better in your life if you begin to just really try to focus on what your purpose is and find out what that is. I want to say one of the other things that kind of hinder us from, you know, walking in our purpose is allowing ourselves to live lives just in a sloppy way. I'm just going to put it out there, sloppy. Some people are just really sloppy with the way they live, and so that keeps us from a lot of things. And you heard of karma. You do a lot of things out there, you do wrong against other people because you just feel like you're, you know, nothing's going right in your life. Again, getting down to the root of what's keeping you from your purpose is the way you live your life. You know, you could go so ever so long doing the wrong things to everybody, but eventually all the right things for the wrong reason will be done back to you because karma is a B-I-T-C-H. But that is definitely one of the number of things that you should check in your life and see, you know, how am I treating people? How am I don't care what other people are doing to you, but if you're truly trying to find your path of purpose, you have to do a lot of self-examining yourself and really admit to yourself that, you know, I'm not such a good person, if that applies to you. And then when you allow yourself to change that pattern in your lifestyle and stop really trying to do harm or manipulate people or, you know, be a perfect person that's untruthful, be a person that's, you're just not just a good person to people. You know, you allow yourself to be a person that's hindered a lot. And I don't mean that, you know, because a lot of people will, you know, bad people do prosper in wrongdoing because they, you know, go about doing things in an evil way. But eventually, it does not bring them happiness at the end of the day. So sometimes you give a little and take a little in that aspect. But for the most part, that is, you know, getting down to the root of some of the things that, you know, could be hindering you from walking in your purpose. It's the way you treat people on a day-to-day basis. That's very, very important on getting down to the root of that. Learn to, you know, because we can be quality people. We don't have to do things wrong to get ahead. And when you realize that, you'll find yourself, you know, progressing more in your life and prospering more in your life because you can live a quality life, be a good person, be successful, and all of those good things. It's only if you try. That's the bottom line of it. Because a lot of times people feel like you have to be evil in order to get ahead because they focus it on the wrong thing and the wrong people. Excuse me, I have to take a sip of tea because, again, I'm kind of under the weather, but I did want to get on here and talk because I really want to help people get down to the root of the things that's keeping them from walking in their purpose. So we talked about you holding on to past hurts and pains, then, you know, the quality of life of treating people, getting down to the root of that, changing you as an individual. You know, basically you have to overhaul yourself. And then once you start doing that and going deep within, and I mean on a consistent basis daily, you know, okay, what am I doing in this direction? What am I doing in that direction? What am I doing on this, you know, front? So, and as you begin to find those little things, are you a jealous person? You know, figure out why you're a jealous person. You could be jealous for no reason. Like that could be the root of you having to deal with an issue in your life that you never address, and every time you feel like you're going to lose something or something is going to hinder you from getting something, you become jealous of that and become a different total person that's not, you know, that's not so good to other people because you're jealous for some reason. That means that you have to get down to the root of what that issue is so you can uproot that out of your life. And I'm saying that you could have like a small measure of jealousy because God is a jealous God, but I mean so minute that it really is insignificant because anything that passes 1/8 of jealousy is almost borderline crazy because that's just my opinion that we allow ourselves to let go of certain jealousies in our life and. To so that we can get ahead. It's not for you doing it for anybody else but yourself, and I'm talking about you and you alone getting down to the root of what's keeping you from walking in your purpose. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be millionaires. Everybody wants to have fine cars, fine homes, and, you know, $3.5 million in the bank. That's my favorite number. $3.5 million in the bank. But you're not. What are you doing to get to there? You know, and sometimes it's just really taking you internally to begin doing some working on yourself as a person, as an individual, so that you can open up the gateways of abundance in your life. So a lot of the things that we're holding on to are keeping us from receiving the abundance you know, of wealth, of health, and all of those good things. And we got to find out what that blockage is. And, you know, anything in our lives really affects us in so many ways. If you've ever heard people say that, you know, when you stress yourself out, you cause various sicknesses to come on in your life, to, you know, to just brew in your life. And that's so true. Anything that affects us mentally, physically, spiritually, it just affects us entirely. So really, you know, it's more about going on not a religious path, but more of a spiritual self-reflection journey, so that you can, you know, get all of those good, you know, bad things out of you, so you can replace them with good things. Another thing that I want people to kind of pay attention to get down to the root of your issues, or, you know, circumstances that you're dealing with, forgiving people. A lot of times you don't realize how much holding on to grudges can keep us from going forward in our lives, and we just refuse. I don't care if the other person is wrong. It's all about you releasing those things, those deep-rooted things, those deep-rooted grudges in your life that's keeping you from going forward. And sometimes we don't even realize that God puts his hands on those things and say, look, I want you to work this out so that I can, you know, so you can move forward in your life. This is a test. This is not this other person's test. This is not this other person's process. God is trying to bless you, but you're hindering your own self by holding on to grudges. And we just, sometimes we just refuse, you know, I'm not gonna forgive that heifer. You know, those kind of terms. I don't want to use any other choice words that people may use, but heifer seems like a pretty clean word. But those things that, you know, those are some of the things that are keeping us from walking in our purpose. It's just the things that we're holding on to. And you know, I don't want to get on relationships, but I just almost have to. You're holding on, you're not, everybody's looking for love, wanting love, seeking the perfect mate, the right husband, wanting a husband, all wanting a wife, all of those things. But guess what? The reason why those things are being blocked in our life is not because the Father doesn't want us to have them, because he wants us to have nothing but the best. And, you know, we're sometimes, a lot of times, be quiet, but we're a lot of times holding on to loves that we've never had, loves that we wanted, and we, you know, may have tasted of that person's love and it didn't quite work out the way we wanted to, but we can't move forward because we are so invested in this person and loving this person, and we're not allowing true love to, you know, we're not allowing true love to walk into our lives because we are holding on to the woulda, shoulda, coulda, maybe possible things that may not be in God's purpose, you know, part of your purpose. And we're wanting that so bad. But just think about it, how wonderful it would be. Are you seeking such a wonderful love, but you're blocking him from coming or her from coming because you're holding on to something that's not so good. It may look good on the surface, but it's not good for you. And I don't know how many times I can say this, that our plans is not the same as God's plans. That's just the bottom line. We may think that we look at this person and seem like they're such a wonderful person, but you not know what their quality of life, how they, you know, they may not be, you may be dealing with loving a man that could be a generally, he could be a wonderful person, but he's not a well-woman's man, or he's not a committed man, or he's not the type of man that can settle down with one woman. He could be a man that just sloppy with his life as far as his romantic life. He just wants to be available to many, many women, and not one would satisfy him. And you know, and that doesn't make him a bad person, but it does make him a person that just doesn't, you know, that's part of his process. He does not want a certain thing in his life, but yet you're holding on feeling for this person, hoping that you would be just that woman to make him do things differently. And I just got news for you, it's not going to happen, because a person has to walk in their own personal truth and decide within themselves, I want to do something different. And until that person decides on their own that they want to be committed to one person, guess what? It will never happen until they make the decision. You being in their life is not going to change that. So I hate to bust a lot of bubbles out there, but that's the truth of it. The matter is, and that, you know, with you knowing that, now you should be able to move on and root that thing out, root that connection out of your life, so that you can invite love into your life. So again, so you'll be able to walk into your purpose. And walking in your purpose encompasses a lot of things: your spiritual life, your romantic life, your financial life, all of those things. So we got to get down to identify what the issues are. You know, first, number one, we said to admit that we are dealing with an issue, we have problems that we need to get down to the root of. Begin to work on those things and start, you know, self-reflecting within yourself and allow yourself to really release those things and let them go. Whatever process you have to follow, meditation, you know, I don't recommend a lot of self-help material, because you can read so much of everything and you still get nothing or become even more confused. I would say more so, I mean, really just you rely on your personal guidance, because, you know, when you really truly are seeking, the truth has a way with showing up, because you're seeking the truth. The truth, you know, it's just this is an automatic thing that God does, is that, you know, when you're seeking his truth, trust me, you will not be led astray, especially if that's something deep within your spirit, the root of your spirit, that you know that you want to change and you want a better quality of life, you want happiness to dwell in your life, then you will be able to finally dance with the truth. You know, I love to, go at things in a poetic way. But that's just the bottom line of things. It's getting down to the root of those things that, you know, that are hindering you from walking in your purpose. Because everybody wants this, you know, has this, you know, amazing dream that they want to be financially stable, physically fit. They want to have the perfect husband or wife, you know, the kids and the children and the dogs and the cars and all of those things. Yes, we all want that. But what are we doing to actually work at getting those things, and rightfully so? So I would encourage everybody to, under the sound of my voice, just to kind of allow yourself to self-reflect, admit there's an issue that you need to find out what those things are. Begin to, you know, I would say get a journal or, you know, a notebook or whatever you can write with, and allow yourself to begin releasing. It don't have to be fancy. Don't worry about commas and periods and semicolons and colons and grammar, none of that. All what you're doing is allowing yourself to release your thoughts, your inner thoughts. And if you can symbolically see that when you're putting it on paper, you're releasing it from your spirit, you're releasing it mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so it's symbolically you're ridding yourself of those things, because you allow yourself to write about it, talk about it. And, you know, by amazing, it may even bring forth a bookie that you might even know that you was a writer, because because you never tried writing about your innermost thoughts. So just begin to write about it, you know, pray, meditate, even if you feel comfortable with doing beginner basic yoga. Those are some of the things that, you know, I began to implement in my life. I've always been a writer and a poet for, you know, ever since I was a kid. But the meditation and the beginner's yoga is something that, you know, I in recent years have implemented in my life. And I've just found myself on this amazing spiritual journey, just really just living a happy, happy life. I'm not a multimillionaire yet. But we all aspire to be there or be there one day. And, you know, trust me, I'm doing whatever it takes to get myself in that position, because, you know, I don't seek money. I believe that you follow your passion, and your passion will just bring you money, if you can understand what I mean. You know, you could plant and water, and then and you look, hey, the increase comes, because if you plant and water and nurture it, oh boy, yes sir, you can't even trust the process. That's all I'm gonna say is trust your process, because once you know, when you're passionate about something, it ain't even about the money. It can't be about the money. It just can't, because money just comes to you when it follows you. You'll find yourself in a position where people are believing in what you're doing, especially if you're coming from your heart, and people will, you know, you'll find yourself. I know a lot of people are not touched with this, but I've been touched with this in my life, that a lot of times I've become so passionate about something that the next thing I know, you know, I'm having people want to jump on the bandwagon and help and lend help, and then, which is a wonderful thing. A lot of times, because you never know where your help will come and where God will send the help, but he will send it. That's all I can say about that. Okay, but beginning, you know, we kind of got off something for a little bit, but kind of still on. But again, walking in your purpose requires you to get down to the root of the causes and the sources of the problems that you're dealing with. It could be spiritual issues. It could be mental issues, it could be physical issues, because all of those are virtually, if they're affected, if you're affected in one area, eventually it will affect you in all areas. So we just need to cure the things that we're dealing with in our lives and allow ourselves to eliminate those things out of our life by a process of in writing, you know, going, seeking, just, you know, meditation, prayer, you know, searching the scriptures, you know, even a support group. I am beginning a support group within the community. It's supposed to cater to plus-size women, but I'm welcoming all women to come to the support group, and we're going to be talking a little bit, you know, about everything that we could possibly talk about. We're going to be taking trips and things of that nature. I think that, you know, everything that people deal with in life, that's why my life coaching company is called Me a Happy Life Coaching, because I want people to have live a happy life, because we can do that if we, so, you know, when we seek after a happy life, we can do that, and we can have spouses that are happy people. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have disagreements, and that we're going to be, I'm happy, you're happy, oh, we're happy. You're not going to walk around like that all day long, but for the most part, that when you are faced with any type of circumstances, you will be able to maintain your happiness by addressing the issues and not letting it brew into something or escalate into something that is unbearable and that, you know, causes you to get in a frenzy and you're not having, living a balanced life. But I am just, you know, this hour is going by so quickly. But this show is very important to me, because I am definitely a person that been touched by many unfortunate things in my life. But looking at me, people will never know that, because people look at me and they think that I have just such a wonderful life. I remember a gentleman friend of mine, associate of mine, told me that he thought he wanted to borrow my eyes, because he thought I saw the world that I see is so much beautiful than the world that he sees. But he don't understand that, you know, I had to go through some things in my life and experience some things in my life, some hurts, some pains, some disappointments, some betrayal, all of those things in my life to finally make the decision that, you know, hey, in spite of all of my circumstances, I am going to live a happy life. And that's the bottom line. And, you know, and therefore, I also will not allow myself to be in a relationship with anybody that doesn't want to live a happy life as I do. And guess what, ladies? We have the power to do it. And gentlemen, we have the power to choose to be in a relationship with somebody that's happy themselves first, and then therefore they can share in the happiness, the same happiness with you, because they have already implemented in their lives a way of continuously being happy or living or having a happy existence. Oh, I am so stuffed up, but I'm hoping that you guys can hear me. I so appreciate you guys definitely hanging out with me here on the switchboard. I know many of you are at work, and I always love it when I see people tuning into the show. That means that you took a, made a conscious effort into, you know, supporting my network here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm going to take a quick break and get it, because we only got 10 more minutes in the discussion, but I'm going to take a quick break and come back with you and kind of finish off the discussion for today. All right, but, you know, I am so loving this, but, you know, I'm hoping that my stuffiness is not nerving. So with that being said, I'm just going to quickly just kind of play a little bit of music here until we come back again. And right after this is Chaka Khan with Sweet Thing. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Michelle E. Alfred. And this is the Hour of Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. And we have been talking about getting down to the roots of those things that are keeping you from walking in your purpose. All right, let me just recap a little bit, begin to, you know, accept and admit that there's an issue, because that's the only way. You have to be truly honest with yourself and begin to address that issues by begin writing down what your what those things that you know to be a hindrance in your life, whether it be past hurts, pains from love, from betrayal, friendship, family, all of those things. Begin to write down those feelings in a journal or a notebook or whatever means you feel that you need to do to write down all the things that's hurting you, because this is a way of getting uprooting those things out of your life so you can make room for more positive energy, more strength, more power. You're empowering yourself to begin to walk in your purpose by eliminating those things that were considered as blockage in your life. So, you know, begin to do that and implement whatever other aid is, such as, meditation. I can't say that enough, because it has been proving to be a wonderful thing, because you allow yourself to release the stress and the tingles that you deal with on a day-to-day basis from your mind. You know, I start my day off with a little meditation, and guess what? It don't even take a whole lot of time. It's just, sitting quietly in a quiet place, uninterrupted, self-reflecting, releasing, breathing in, breathing out. And, you know, it's easy as I'm saying it. That's how easy it is. Ensure that you start your day off with being happy and release any negative energy that, you know, may start. Because sometimes you can get up in the morning and things start off all the wrong stuff. So if you get a little meditation in or prayer, things of that nature, you'll be surprised at how wonderful and enlightening it can be. I just want to kind of leave you with this. Your natural healing is what really permeates your being. Once you discover who you are and discover your own authentic gifts and talents, guess what? It becomes very clear how you can help others through, certain transformations in their life. It'll be very clear once you find out who you are as an individual. And because, trust me, sometimes we, again, holding on to things that, that are hindering us in our lives keeps us from really knowing who we are and how powerful we are as individuals, and how powerfully impacted we can be as individuals to the world, and how we can add quality to the lives of other people if we just find out who we are and discover the gift that's within us. But again, we must get down to the root, or de-root those things out of us, excavate them out of us, and release those things and let them go. You know, you're going to lose some friends along the way, but hey, you'll gain some more quality people in your life as well, because, again, you'll begin to attract happy people, excited people, people of purpose, people who are living the dream, so to speak, people who are, prosperous, people who are healthy, people. You begin to attract those people in your life, because guess what? You're eliminating those old things in your life, getting down to the root of it, and you letting that stuff go, and you're attracting what's reflecting in you, the beauty that's reflected in you. You begin to attract that to you. And, ladies, I just want to share this little secret with you. The quickest way to attract the love of your heart, the love of your soul in your life, is to be just who you are. I mean, the love, be loving, be amazing yourself. And guess what? Another amazing person can't help but see that. Oh, Lord. Now, I know y'all may be saying, those who know you under the sound of my voice, oh, for sure, you single. But, hey, I'm single. But I'm attracting the positive energy. It's just all about connecting with the right current and that person being the right person for me. But I already see it in my life that I'm attracting beautiful, wonderful souls and spirits and just simply amazing, because it's reflecting of what's going on in my life, and I see it spiritually and physically, how that transition has taken place in my life. It's just, just simply amazing, and I speak not from something that I read, but of something that I've actually lived and experienced myself. So I just want to leave you with this. Just, begin to seek within yourself. Make sure you get a pad and a pen, a journal or whatever, a notebook or whatever. Begin to write down the things that that you know to be hindering you in your life, and just begin to write about it, and you don't have to really share it with anybody. This is an exercise for you to begin to write down those feelings, those things, those hurts, those pains. You can even mention in the journal, okay, this person hurt me, this person. You want to release them out of your mind, out of your spirit, But you have to do it. If you're going to mention somebody in your journal, do it in a forgiving way. Make sure you make a notation in your journal that I forgive, you know, Sally Sue for hurting me, you know, such and such, and why she hurt you and whatever, and release it and let it go. Not for her, but for you, because this is part of your natural healing process, so you can permeate and just kind of be the person that you're meant to be. And trust me, you'll begin to discover so many amazing things about yourself, how many wonderful qualities that you possess, and what you quality of a person that you are, and what you have to offer to somebody that's looking for love and all of the, you know, all of those wonderful things. Trust me, you know, I am walking and living in that moment right now. So I want to share with you to be happy in your life. And with that being said, I said this hour has ended, but I want to thank again all of those who just kind of tuned in from where you are and hung out with me on the switchboard. I certainly appreciate your presence here on the Poetic Gene Network Station with this hour of Life with Michelle, of me, a happy life coaching. I invite you to connect with me anytime at 788-71, I don't even know my own number. That is a shame. 7189. If you feel like you want to reach out and touch me and speak to me regarding any life coaching needs that you may have, whether it be for writing, real estate, business, healing naturally within, I do give consultations. So make sure you reach out and call me and touch me, and I'll be more than happy to reach out to you. Or you can hit me up on Facebook as author, Official Michelle Alford, and you can kind of follow through if I find my fan page on Facebook as well. I have my Poetic Energy Network station has a fan page as well. Michael Michelle Publishing has a fan page, and I have my own fan page is author Michelle Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. Please reach out and touch me, because I am definitely an approachable person. I am a people person first, and I am into healing the people, and I'm into definitely helping all push past yield and hopefully, you know, bringing them into a happy state of living. So I want to say have a wonderful rest of the day. I send nothing but good vibes, nothing but love and energy out to you. And have a good day. Namaste. I love you. Goodbye. Peace.
Yahoo will make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Yahoo will lift his countenance on you.
Cut the music up. Let it out. Yeah. Steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. Yeah, had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here. Now you over there. Oh, not there. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself. So when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. Didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love, how to love. For a second you were here, now you over there. It's hard not to tell the way you're moving your body like you never had a love. How to love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions, but it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions to be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire popping bottles and sipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks and them crooks still crooked. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. Bye.